This is Brian, and you're listening to Bringlese Daily. Welcome back. What's up, my students? Hello, good morning, good afternoon. As always, I don't know exactly what time you are listening to the podcast, but in any case, welcome back. Today is Tuesday, and it is March 26th, 2024. I hope you guys are having an amazing start to your week. And speaking of starting, let's start today's episode with the translation challenge. So guys, today's sentence for you is, io non spenderei così tanti soldi per una sciarpa. Not the most difficult sentence we've ever done. Let me read that one more time. Io non spenderei così tanti soldi per una sciarpa. How would you say that sentence in English? Try to be as accurate as possible. And as always, at the end of today's episode, I will be more than happy to explain how I would say that in English. And now let's begin today's one big thing. So, as I already mentioned, today is March 26th. And on this date, in 1881, Mr. Guccio Gucci was born. And you might have a vague idea of who I'm talking about. You probably recognize the last name Gucci. Guccio Gucci was the original founder of the fashion company Gucci, which now in 2024 is a massive brand. They design luxury clothing and fashion. And even beyond that, Gucci is in many countries across the world. And when you see the Gucci logo, the Gucci symbol, you know it's gonna be luxurious. But in today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about the background and the history of this man, the founder of Gucci, which, by the way, I find it interesting that his name is Guccio Gucci. Is that normal in Italian? Maybe it's a trend of the past. Or, for example, your name's Patrizio Patrizzi. Is this a common occurrence in Italy? Let me know with a comment. But Gucci was born in Florence on this day in 1881. And his father, Gabriello Gucci, was a leather craftsman. By the way, leather is pelle. But not just skin. Leather is pelle of an animal that is turned into clothing. So that's called leather. And as I said, Gucci's father, named Gabriello, was a leather craftsman. So this business was a little bit in the family already. So when Gucci was only 18 years old, he went to London and he worked in the Savoy Hotel, which had many upper-class, luxurious hotel guests. And it said that this was the first true inspiration for Gucci. He was inspired by their elegant style, their elegant luggage. And after that, Gucci returned to Florence and he started making luxury luggage. Luggage bagagli, valigie. Gucci was making luxury luggage and accessories. So now let's fast forward to when Gucci was 42 years old. I'm talking about the year 1921, and that's the year he founded a company called the House of Gucci in Florence. And it was just a small family leather shop. He was selling saddles for horses, I believe in Italian, selle. He was selling leather bags, and he was selling other accessories to horsemen. So working with leather, Gucci was mainly focused on selling to cowboys and men who rode horses. About 20 years later, in 1938, he finally expanded his business to a second location, this time in Rome. But he didn't necessarily do it because he wanted to do it. One of his sons, named Aldo, really encouraged him and insisted that he do that. So 20 years later, Gucci had its second store in Rome. And this one-man business, consisting of just Guccio Gucci, started growing, and his sons joined the company. And roughly 15 years after that, Gucci opened another store in 1951, this time in Milan. By now, you can probably see that Gucci wasn't necessarily a huge businessman trying to expand and expand and expand, and he actually died 2 years later in 1953. And guess what? Literally 2 weeks before his death, his sons opened another shop, but this time it was not in Italy. It was in New York City. So I find that really interesting. Gucci founded this business. It was small, it was modest. It grew a little bit in his lifetime. I don't think he was necessarily focused on growing it bigger and bigger and bigger. Maybe his sons were. And 2 weeks before his death, the business expands internationally and they open a branch in New York City. His sons carried on the business, and here we are now in 2024. Everyone knows the name Gucci. It's become so famous. It's in songs. It's recognizable. You see people wearing Gucci clothes with Gucci bags. And it all started with Mr. Guccio Gucci in Florence selling saddles to cowboys. So I thought that was a pretty interesting story. Happy birthday, by the way, because today is his birthday. And with that being said, guys, let's take the opportunity now to switch to the question of the day. And we talked about Gucci being a craftsman. He was working with his hands. He was working with leather. So my question today is, are humans becoming less and less crafty? We all know technology is becoming more prominent. People are using more digital technology rather than working with their hands. This obviously was not always the case. So I'm curious if humans are becoming less and less crafty. I look at my grandparents. My grandfathers are very crafty. They're very handy. They can build things. They can use tools. They know how to change a tire, etc. They can build a desk out of wood. And I look at myself and I look at people of my age and I'm wondering, are we less crafty now? We gave up that skill to acquire more technological skills, probably. I look at my grandparents and they don't really know how to use phones and computers in an efficient way, whereas I do. But on the other hand, I cannot build a desk. I don't know how to change a tire. I don't know anything about cars. And I think this is an interesting phenomenon happening in today's world. If you look at 50, 100 years ago, people worked with their hands. Their hands were literally their tools. They built things with their hands. But nowadays, with technology, we type with our hands, we click with our hands, and that's it. So I think that definitely, yes, humans are becoming less and less crafty. We have machines that build things for us now. So we don't even need to be crafty anymore. It's pretty interesting. And I'm curious what you guys think about this as well. Do you agree with me that humans are becoming less and less crafty? Let me know with a comment. And now let's finish today's episode with the translation challenge. Let me remind you that the sentence is, non spendere così tanti soldi per una sciarpa. Of course, I'm referring to Gucci, which I didn't mention has expensive prices for very quality items. Non spendere così tanti soldi per una sciarpa. Speaking of spendere tanti soldi, guys, let me remind you, Bringlese Academy is literally free for a week if you want to try it out. And even after that, it is not expensive. So if you want a complete school online where you can practice English, you can add English to your life, and if you want me as your teacher, check it out, bringlese.com. And now the answer to the translation challenge, which is, I wouldn't spend that much money on a scarf. We do have a conditional would, non spendere. So in English, we say, I wouldn't spend. The negation attached to the word would. I wouldn't spend. Così tanti soldi. Soldi is uncountable in English. So it's actually singular in English. And remember, in negative sentences, instead of using so, it's very natural to use that. I wouldn't spend so much money. I said, I wouldn't spend that much money. Last part, we spend money on something. Spend money on. So spend on is the collocation. That's why the sentence is, I wouldn't spend that much money on a scarf. Sciarpa, scarf. So if I read the entire sentence, it's, I wouldn't spend that much money on a scarf. And that is a perfect English sentence. All right, ladies and gentlemen, what do you think? Did you guys enjoy this episode? It's fun for me to do biography type episodes. So when I find someone interesting, such as Mr. Gucci, I am happy to share the story of his life. I hope you guys liked it as well. And in 24 hours, we have a brand new episode. That'll be Wednesday's episode. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. So until then, take care. And as always, guys, thanks for listening.